Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Telegram Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insights into stories they're working on. I'm Dave Nordman, assistant managing editor. We're joined today by reporter Mark Sullivan, who wrote an advance on this weekend's Democratic State Convention at the DCU Center. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks, Dave, for having me back.
Mark, what's on the agenda for the weekend?
Well, it's now the Republicans were in town in late April, and so now it's the Democrats' turn to come to Worcester. There'll be more than 6,000 delegates coming to the DCU Center on Friday and Saturday to cheer on Elizabeth Warren, who is uncontested for the nomination for the U.S. Senate. They'll also be picking candidates, or they'll be endorsing candidates for governor and lieutenant governor. It should be interesting to see what comes out of that. There's also an interesting contest for Secretary of State, which might be an office that a lot of people don't pay attention to, but this is the first challenge that the incumbent Secretary of State, Bill Galvin, has faced in about 24 years. So we'll see what comes of it.
You mentioned some of the contested races, and the governor's race, the Democratic nomination, is one of them. Who's in line there?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if the two candidates can separate from one another and to gain some traction coming out and perhaps heading toward the primary. We've got two fellows running. One, Jay Gonzalez, served as Secretary of Administration and Finance under Deval Patrick. The other, Bob Massey, is an environmental activist and an author, who was the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor in 1994. Perhaps a better-known candidate, a third candidate, Seti Warren, who was mayor of Newton, was perhaps seen as a leading candidate for the endorsement, but he dropped out in late April. So it's down to Gonzalez and Massey, and we will see who gets the upper hand among the delegates. Basically, anyone who gets 15%, remember, at the convention, can go forward to the primary ballot in September. So the candidates want to get the endorsement of the convention of the party regulars, but they also want to get that 15% that brings them forward to the primary and a chance to go for it all in the general election.
And just to refresh readers' memories, so this isn't a primary, this is actually a nominating convention.
Yes, that's right. So it's a nominating convention, and the statewide candidates will receive the endorsement of the party faithful at the convention, but the endorsement is not necessarily binding on the voters in the primary coming up in September. It's worth noting that Massachusetts is a very predominantly Democratic state, with Democrats outnumbering Republicans in voter registration by about 3-1. But independents outnumber both of them combined. So that can play a role in the primary, too. So.
And it all happens at the DCU Center, and it kicks off about midday on Friday. And so break down the schedule of events.
Yeah, Friday's they take care of convention business a little later on. Then they will have remarks from the four uncontested candidates. So we've got candidates for the state auditor and state treasurer who will be speaking. We'll be hearing from Mara Healy, who is the attorney general and is seen as one of the up-and-coming stars of the state party. She'll be talking, and then Elizabeth Warren will cap the evening on Friday with her remarks to the convention. Hopefully, one imagines that they will not speak too long, because the delegates then wanted to leave and fan out to a number of the parties that are being hosted in a radius around the DCU Center.
And then they get back at it bright and early on Saturday
They
morning.
Do, and then they're going to be there for much of the day and possibly into the early evening on Saturday, because they're going to have to do balloting and decide the endorsements for Secretary of State, Lieutenant Governor, and governor. Now, on the lieutenant governor's contest, it's kind of interesting. They actually have a chance to endorse a stand-up comic, an actual comedian, for a lieutenant governor. Jimmy Tingle is a candidate for lieutenant governor, and he says he's dead serious about this race. He's running against a gentleman named Quentin Palfrey, who was a senior advisor in the Office of Science and Technology at the White House under President Obama. Mr. Palfrey is perhaps a bit more of a conventional candidate, whereas Jimmy Tingle brings a political sense of humor to the role. But he's going to be actually hosting a party on Friday night at Shangri-La, the Chinese restaurant next door, and Barney Frank is going to come out and stump for him. Wow. So who knows? Maybe the ticket for the Democrats this fall will be either Gonzalez Tingle or Massey Tingle, whichever will fit better on a bumper sticker.
Either way, it should be a very exciting and action-packed weekend at the DCU Center. Thank you again, Mark, for all your insight. And make sure to check out our complete convention coverage in the pages of the Telegram Gazette, and as always, on telegram.com.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Mark.